Welcome back to Dices and Dexes. It's been a little while since we've played Neon, but we're finally at your gym challenge, and we're going to start things off with Desmond. You and your companions, Jorah and Adrian, arrived in Violet City last night. You trained at the Rite of Learning, and then you slept. You went to bed at the Pokemon Center, and it seems by the time you have woken up, Jorah and Adrian have already departed and attempted gym challenges for the day. You do not know where they are, but you presume they've gone off somewhere in the city to either face the gym currently or relax afterwards. Since it is the bright, bright morning, Desmond, you look around, you have your two Pokeballs and you have an egg. I want you to roll a D100 for me.
Ooh. 40.
40, okay. Looks like the egg's doing okay-ish. I don't remember, did you manage to get an incubator yet, or no?
I don't think so. I asked around at the Pokemon Center, no one had one.
No one at the center had one. Okay, then you don't have an incubator. But, Desmond, it's your morning. It's probably mid-morning by this point, you know. Lots of people have already gotten up. You're one of the last people in the hostel. What would you like to do? How does Desmond go about his morning?
Yeah, he stretches. It's a nice long stretch where, like, he sort of, you know, just a long stretch where he's sort of seizing up a little bit. And then he gets up, he'll let his Pokemon out. Good morning. We've got the big day ahead of us. And he's gonna reach into his bag and get out, a meal for each Pokemon and a granola bar for himself, and he'll eat. They'll eat them. Yeah, and then we'll head off into the city. I'm hoping to go to the Pokemart to get some potions before my gym challenge.
You arrive at Violet City's Pokemart. It's a small, quaint store inside, or actually I should say standing outside, sitting on this little sign. There's a little thing that says Violet City Pokemart. Sitting on top of it is this blue kind of blob Pokemon, with this big derpy smile and these two kind of gill frill things poking out from each side of its head. Whoop!
Ah! Hello, little fellow.
Whoop! How are you?
Fletchling goes up to him and just little... I can't whistle right now.
The Wooper kind of looks around as Zephyr flits around, and Wooper is going to jump off the sign and just march on into the Pokemart. Boop, boop, boop. Whoop!
I think he might be trying to lead us in, or maybe he just doesn't care. Either way. Come on, guys, and we'll go into the Pokemon Center.
Yeah, what's your passive perception, Desmond?
14.
14, yeah, you notice as this Wooper's turning around, marching into the Pokemart, there's a little name tag that kind of flipped around to the back of his neck, and you see a little name that says Lottie, L-O-T-T-I-E. And as Wooper, Lottie the Wooper, kind of marches into the Pokemart, whoop! You hear a, Lottie, is that you? And a gentleman comes out from one of the aisles, he's carrying a box or two, and he says, oh, hello? My name is Bert. That's Lottie, my Wooper. Welcome to the Violet City Pokemart.
Oh, bonjour, Bert. I'm taking on my first gym challenge today, or at least I'm hoping to. I was hoping to get some potions before I head on my way.
Yes, we have potions, and he's just gonna carry the box over to a counter, set it down, go around behind to the register, and he'll say, you can find them amongst the shelves. They are 200 Pokédollars each. We also have some Pokéballs if you're looking for any. And question for you, Desmond, are you carrying the egg around or is it like stuffed in your bag or something?
You know, I hadn't really thought of that. Probably in my bag. That's probably warmer.
Okay, yeah. That's a heavy little bag you got there. If you're looking for a bigger one to lighten your load, maybe we've got a few.
Oh, no, I'm okay with the one I've got for now. Although, there is actually something in my bag. And I'll flip it around and wear it on the front of me for a second. And unzip it and take out my egg. And ask him, do you have an incubator, perhaps? I've been looking around. Been asking around. We found this the other day and I didn't want to leave it in the wilderness by itself.
Ah, I see. Let me check our inventory. And he goes over to the register, types on the keys for a little bit, and I'll say, Yeah, looks like we have one incubator. It's back in the back room. They're expensive, so we don't want them just sitting out here in the front of the store, but we can get you one. It'd be 2,000 Poké Dollars.
Okay, I will save up and come back. I don't have that on me right now. Is it perhaps a Melon Company incubator?
It is not. The Melon Company is involved with many things, but particularly incubation systems are not one of them.
Well, I will be back for that eventually. Probably. I hope.
Very well. In the meantime, you wanted some potions. How many are you hoping to get?
Yes, I will take 3 potions.
3 potions. And are you looking for any battle items? We have some X factors to help improve your in-the-moment capabilities if need be. Those would range...
I will pass on that for now. Thank you very much.
Very well, then. Here you go. 3 potions, Desmond. And...
Merci. Thank you.
Flotty the Wooper is going to just stand by the door, kind of shaking her head from the left to the right, just saying, Whoop! 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 And Bert will just say, thank you, Lottie, for thanking our guest. Have a good day, Desmond.
Oh, merci. Have a great day, sir. I hope to come back to get that incubator with a gym badge.
Whoop!
Oh, thank you, Lottie. Have a great day. And Mistral will just float over and, like, tilt her head a little bit and give her some pats.
Oh, give Lottie some pats?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah.
And off to the gym, I guess.
Very well, yeah. You head out towards the north portion of Violet City. You go along a bend of the city at the south edge of the lake. Here at the south edge of the lake, there is a multi-storied dome with an open-air arena at the very top. Here on the ground level, though, entering inside, there is a desk and a Johto Pokemon League staff member who wears nice round glasses and a warm smile. He greets you and says, hello, my name is Joshua.
Hello, Joshua.
Hello. What brings you to the Johto Pokemon League Violet City Gym today?
Yes, I was hoping to take on the gym challenge.
Ah, very well, a challenger. I have a few forms for you to sign. Unless, have you already registered with the Johto Pokemon League?
I do not think so.
Then I do indeed have some forms. And he'll lean behind the desk, shuffle through a drawer, bring out some papers, and he will put them before himself, and he will begin asking you questions. Registration is a quick, simple thing. If you will just answer these questions very quickly and honestly, and then after this, we will swear the challenger's pledge. Is that understood, sir?
Yes.
Very well. Then, sir, what is your full name?
Oh, no. I have to come up with it real quick. One sec. Okay, I've got it. My full name is Desmond Lucien Abriel.
Desmond Lucien Abriel? Is that correct?
Oui, I can spell it for you if you like.
And where are you from, Mr. Lucien Abriel?
I'm from Lumio City in Kalos.
And how old are you?
I don't remember. One sec. I'm 24.
24 years old. Very well. And what is your 6-digit trainer ID?
Okay, it's 040223.
040223, correct?
Oui.
Very well. Then, final question before we swear the challenger's pledge. Do you have any pending gym challenges in other regions? This is important for the Pokemon Leagues to be able to coordinate and keep track of how many ongoing challengers are acting with multiple leagues.
No, I do not. This is my first.
Well, welcome to Johto, then. We hope this league challenge is a growth experience for you, Mr. Lucien Abriel.
Yeah, merci, thank you.
Finally, we have to swear the challenger's pledge. First things first, raise your hand and repeat after me. I swear to tell no other trainer about what I experience in the gym challenges.
I swear to tell no other trainer what I experience in the gym challenges.
I swear to battle honestly, fairly, and with no underhanded tactics.
I promise to battle honestly, fairly, and with no underhanded tactics.
Lastly, I swear to respect the outcome of the tests I face inside the gym challenges, as well as to respect the trainers who test me.
I promise to respect the outcome of the gym challenges and to respect those who test me.
Very good. Joshua is going to put a form before you. If you would sign at the bottom and hand me your trainer ID card.
I sign at the bottom and I hand him my trainer ID card. I don't know why I said that with an accent.
All good. Joshua swipes your trainer ID card through a computer scanner, passes it back to you, takes the forms from your hand, places them in a separate drawer in the desk, and then a drawer above that one he opens up and places before you a small rectangular plastic case as well as a commemorative Pidgeot sticker. Thank you for registering with the Johto Pokemon League, Mr. Lucien Abriel. Here is your official JPL badge case and a commemorative Pidgeot sticker from Gym Leader Faulkner.
Ah, merci.
Off to your left, you will see a sliding glass door. There in the elevator, that will take you to your first gym test for the evening.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll slip my trainer ID into the case and head that way.
Stepping into the elevator, Desmond, the sliding glass door falls back into place. It seals itself, and then you wait for 5 seconds, and then another 5 seconds, and you've not really moved yet. And you don't see any buttons.
I like start looking around in the walls, see if there are to find buttons that I might not see.
Yeah, go ahead and make an investigation check.
Okay. And Zephyr and Mistral are just watching me, confused. I got a 9.
With a 9, it's very interesting, Desmond. As you begin to shift your weight to make yourself over to the wall and start peering through cracks and everything, boom! The elevator shoots upwards faster than you expected. And then, equally as suddenly, it stops and you go airborne in the elevator just a couple inches off the ground. And by the time you land, the back of the elevator has opened up and you've rolled out like a bit of a mess into the first room of the Violet City Gym.
Are you guys okay? It turned to Zephyr and Mistral. Mistral definitely just bumped her head on the ceiling. Poor little thing. And then I'll pick her up and I'll, like, soothe her or comfort her. And we'll walk out. Oh, you know what? We're in the gym challenge. It might be best for you guys to stay in your Pokeballs for now. And I'll recall them both back. And we'll look around. See what's going on in this room I'm now in and fell into.
Yeah, as you look around this room, kind of picking yourself up, dusting yourself off, returning your Pokemon, this room is massive in the thousands of square feet, filled with lush trees and bright sun lamps in the ceiling above. There is a mural of the sky painted on the walls, and sitting at a garden table, maybe 5 or 6 feet away from you, is an older man with wrinkles and salt and pepper hair. He wears a pair of solid black circular glasses, almost like a wireframe. He says, "Welcome to this Violet City Gym, Challenger. My name is Abe. I will be your first inspector. What is your name, son?"
My name is Desmond Lucien Abriel.
Good meeting you, Desmond. I have a simple challenge planned for challengers such as yourself. If you take note of the forest behind us, there, hidden amongst the trees, are two things. And he holds up two fingers. First is your quest, a fake egg in a nest near the center of the field. Don't worry, it is fake, not like the one you are carrying in your bag there. Bring it back here, and you will pass this challenge. The second thing is your foe, my partner Shota. He will harry and belay you. Should he succeed in fighting off your chosen burglar, he will fail this challenge. You may use one Pokemon. This challenge is designed to test your ability to multitask while under pressure. Do you have any questions for me?
Can I see the egg?
You can make a perception check from where you're standing, see if you can spot it in the forest.
Okay. I got a 6.
No, it just looks like a bunch of trees in the forest.
Okay, I think I understand, sir.
Very well. Choose your burglar and set forth. You may enter the forest from any direction, though only your Pokemon may enter.
I choose Zephyr. Come on out. And I'll stand here and out.
Make an insight check as Desmond real quick for me.
These dice do not like me. I got a 5.
5, okay. You don't notice anything in particular. Zephyr comes out, begins tweeting and twaddling and flitting about you.
Hey, Zephyr, I don't know how Pokeballs work. Could you heal him while he was explaining?
Zephyr shrugs and kind of nods, sort of, kinda.
Okay, well, there's an egg in there, and you need to get it. I'm not allowed to go in with you. It's pretty near the center, and there's going to be a Pokemon coming after you. At least I assume it's a Pokemon. He didn't actually say.
Yeah, Zephyr will land on the ground, flex his wings like their arms, kind of curling in all Superman pose-like. And he looks ready and willing.
All right. Are there like 4 sides to it or something?
There's the 4 cardinal directions, you can presume. You know, there's north, south, east, west.
Okay, I'm going for, drum roll please, west.
That was not a drum roll at all. Yeah, okay.
I know.
You go over to the west portion of the forest, and herein you see it's trees throughout this entire indoor forest. However, this western side has a few fallen trees that produce a sort of parkour course. Old hollowed out tree trunks produce paths and ramps and walls blocking the way forward. With Zephyr ready and you standing outside the woods, does your little birdie go in?
He will go in and start close to the ground, but if he encounters an obstacle that he can't get around easily, he's going to fly over it. But he's going to try and stay close enough to the ground, hopefully, that he won't be spotted.
First things first, before we do anything specific like that, with Zephyr entering into the forest, I want you to roll initiative.
Roll initiative as Desmond, right?
This one you roll for Zephyr.
Okay. Ooh, okay, finally a decent roll. 18.
18, nice. Top of the round, Zephyr, you are heading into this forest. Here's a little bit about what's going on here. This test, it's 2 things. It is a skill challenge mostly. The skill challenge is to help you get through the forest obstacles, even though there's mainly fallen tree trunks. Some of them do create a slightly difficult path for Zephyr to just fly through, especially if he's flying low to the ground, like you said. So, with that in mind, on this first turn, what is Zephyr doing? You've got 2 options. You can use a skill to help you traverse the forest faster, quieter, whatever, it's your choice. Or if you happen to spot a opposing Pokemon, you may choose to fight it if you so choose.
Okay. I am going to try and use the skill Stealth to get closer to the center, attempting to remain unspotted.
Okay. Slowing down Zephyr's movement so he can travel stealthily and quietly, make a stealth check. What is Zephyr's fly speed for me?
25.
25 on that fly speed? Okay, so he'll move 10 feet this first round.
Okay.
What's that stealth check?
8.
Already, Zephyr goes flying forward, even at a slow pace. It's almost hard to because, well, he's flying slowly, and it's harder for him to maneuver as he kind of just brush against a bush here, the trunk of a tree there, just slight noise. And with that, I am going to roll, since that is Zephyr's action and movement, I am going to roll a perception check for Shota. Okay.
Okay.
Your turn. Again.
I will use agility.
Ah!
Using 2 power points because Zephyr's still got lung damage.
You stayed at a Pokemon Center last night. I believe his lung damage should be gone by now. I think we did clear it last time.
Okay, cool. Last time was a long time ago. I didn't remember.
If we didn't clear it last time, I'm clearing it for you now because you've been to 2 Pokemon Centers. Oh, cool. It's been quite a few days. Zephyr's cleared of that.
Amazing. So yeah, I'll use agility using one power point and try and get closer to the middle. Agility is an action, I believe. Yeah, concentration for 1 minute. First level of agility doubles all movement speeds and advantage on dex saves.
Then you have a 50-foot move speed then.
Yeah.
Zephyr deciding to forego stealth does an agility and boom, rockets through the trees. I do want you, since you're moving so fast and there is some debris here, I would like you to make a dexterity save to navigate through the debris.
Yeah. That dex save is going to be a dirty 20.
A dirty 20. Zephyr is flying through these trees easy peasy. With the speed he's generating at the end of his turn, I am going to have Shota, or at the end of Zephyr's turn, I'm going to have Shota make a perception check with advantage. Almost immediately as Zephyr flits out of the woods, you, Desmond, are going to hear another pair of wings flit somewhere in the tree line. You're not sure where it's coming from, though.
Oh, boy.
As jumping directly in, he got as close as he could. Zephyr,
oh God,
flying through the trees, is immediately cut off by a small red and brown bird that, as it passes by Zephyr, is going to try a peck attack at him. Does a 22 hit Zephyr?
No, it does. I'm just kidding. It does, yeah.
Then, with a neutral peck attack, that's going to be 7 flying-type damage. And Shota flies back into the top in the shelter of the branches of the trees.
As he's going by, can I make an attack of opportunity?
You may. Shota has a special feature called flyby. Your attack of opportunity that you choose to make is going to be at disadvantage.
Okay. It's like an owl in D&D. That's cool.
Oh, I also need you to make a concentration check on agility.
11.
11? You still have agility up. What is your attack of opportunity going to be?
Payback.
Go ahead, roll the hit with disadvantage on payback.
Okay, that's a 13.
13 will hit. Roll damage.
I don't remember what payback does. Double the damage dice. Okay. Okay, that is going to be 15 dark type damage.
Oh, gosh. So, as Shota the Spearow flies by and pecks at Zephyr, describe this payback attack. What does it look like?
He gets pecked, and then if Spearow was coming from, like, I don't know, bottom right or something?
Top right.
Top right, okay. Coming from top right, pecks down and is flying by. Then Zephyr, with agility up, like, as he's getting pecked, like, just vibrates a little bit and has that spirit of vengeance from the Mushroom Man, pulls through him for a second, he gets a glint in his eyes and just gonna kick the Spearow with his little talon. Kapow!
Yeah. Absolutely. Zephyr gets pecked, uses his agility, channels that dark power within him from the Mushroom Man, flies, cuts Shota off, and as he does so, grabs Shota by the head with his talon, slams him into the bark of a nearby tree branch, and Shota just goes, and falls to the ground unconscious.
Does Desmond see this?
Make a perception check. Yeah.
Okay, 9 on the perception check again.
Since it's only a third of the way, yeah, you saw it.
Desmond literally just makes that sound just... Because he didn't even get to see the Spearow barely before it was knocked out.
You probably didn't even know what type of bird it was.
Yeah, didn't even see it. Just good job, Zephyr! Woo!
A little ways away from you, Abe just takes a sip from a cup that he's been drinking from.
I'm sorry. Go get the egg, Zephyr!
Yeah, just, I guess, for flavor, how does Zephyr get through the rest of this forest? There is no longer an anti-burglary system here.
Yeah, Zephyr, on that high, and still with agility up, is gonna fly toward the middle, doing like corkscrews and stuff, just enjoying himself, and then grab. How big's the egg when he gets there?
Yeah, so as Zephyr's doing corkscrews tricks and flips through this obstacle course of hollow tree trunks, eventually you're going to, at about 100 feet, going to get into this open clearing, wherein at the center there is a large tree with a nest at the top of the trunk where the branches break out and spread. Zephyr lands at this fake nest and will discover that the egg is twice his size. How is Zephyr going to move this egg?
That is a very good question. You said it's a fake egg?
It is a fake egg, yes.
Can he try and push it?
Make a strength check.
5.
Zephyr tries, like, beating his little tiny wings to moving this egg, and it will not budge.
He's gonna go find a stick and try and wedge it under the side of the egg, and then it's gonna fly up like 3 feet and just come down on it as hard as he can.
We'll make this a double check. I want you to make an intelligence check and another strength check.
Okay. So the intelligence check, I rolled a 2 minus 2 for a total of 0. And then on the strength check, rolled a nat 20.
Okay. So a 0, but a natural 20. Zephyr goes and finds a branch, and it just will not work. He can't get it stuck under there, and it's frustrating him. And if you want, I'll let you use 2 more power points of payback to have a Zephyr basically get a little hangry and knock the egg out of the nest as he's sort of maybe tantruming about it.
Okay. Yeah, that worked. I'll do that.
Okay, yeah. Zephyr throws a tantrum. Wings are flailing about. Desmond, you're not sure what's going on from where you are. And then that egg falls down the tree, lands in the dirt around it.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Now what's Zephyr gonna do?
Yeah, he's trying to push it desperately.
Desperately trying to push it. Make another strength check.
Hey, you got a 13.
A 13. After a long, grueling 10 minutes, Zephyr is able to roll this egg through.
Good job, Zephyr. I didn't ask how heavy the egg was. That's my bad.
As Zephyr comes back and you greet him, Abe will kind of whistle and give a bird call, and then a boom! Shooting out from the trees is Shota the Spearow with a big, giant bruise from where Zephyr payback slammed him into a tree branch.
Oh, hello, Shota.
Shota's gonna land on Abe's falconry glove, and he will say, "Congratulations, Desmond's son. He did well against Shota. Better than most of the other people here."
Oh, thank you.
"Here's a reward for passing the test, as well as some potions to heal your Pokemon."
Oh, thank you so much.
Desmond, you are going to receive only 300 Pokédollars.
Mm-hmm.
And Zephyr's HP, but not his power points, will be fully restored.
Amazing.
That's a mighty strong lecturing you have there. I'm not sure I've ever seen one use payback before, though.
Yes, it was a very interesting encounter, very interesting story. We were traveling here, and there was a cliff, and there was someone calling out to me from the cliff. And I went up, and there was a man in there making soup. It said it was mushroom soup, and that it would help us achieve justice. I didn't know what that meant, but he seemed nice. And I don't like confrontation, so I sat down and I had some of the soup. It was awful, but Zephyr seemed to like it, and I think that's when he learned payback, because he started using it after that.
Well, that's very odd, but I won't hold you any longer. Your next test awaits you on the elevator. Take it easy on Rodney. The young boy is eager to prove himself.
Oh, I will. Thank you. Joshua? Then you're not Joshua.
Abe.
Sorry. Thank you, Abe. Have a great day.
And Shota will go, and then stare daggers at Zephyr.
Goodbye, Shota. I hope that doesn't hurt too badly. Take some medicine or something. Thank you. I'm sorry. Good job, Zephyr. And I'll go to the next room.
Yeah, so you return back to the elevator, actually. This is a multi-story gem.
Okay. Oh, boy. I go back into the elevator and just, like, brace myself.
Yeah, you brace yourself, and once again, 5 seconds. 10 seconds. 15 seconds.
This is just painful. I don't know why they do it this way.
And as you say that, boom! You are once again shot up and you are spat out into a large room after stopping on the next floor of the gym. Go ahead and make a strength check to see if you're able to prevent yourself from tumbling forward. Strength save, specifically.
Okay. 15.
15. Yeah. You are able to brace yourself, Desmond, and you're all well and good. You brush off, acting all well and secure, when you enter into another room. This one's slightly smaller than the previous level, but the mural of the sky and the bright ceiling lamps simulating the sun remain the same. There is no lush forest, however. Just a basic battling field with a series of small metallic circles among the sand. A short boy with overalls and an oversized bucket hat waves wildly at you from the other side of the battlefield. Where are ya?
Hello.
My name's Rodney, but I prefer folks call me Rod. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing amazingly, Rod. It's nice to meet you. I'm shouting across the battlefield, I assume, right?
Yeah, basically.
Hello, Rod.
Oh, thanks for sharing. I want to get things moving, Desmond. I'ma quiz ya and test your knowledge on how battling and sorts works. It'll be a proper one-on-one battle. No fancy obstacle course like what their Abe gave ya.
Okay, so a battle and a quiz that's going to happen at the same time?
Yes, sirree. And all that said, I'll send out my Tsubasa whenever you're ready, sir. So just you give me the go-ahead and we'll start this little fight.
Okay, is there a rule against just one Pokemon, right?
One-on-one battle.
Okay. Alright, I'm trying to decide between Zephyr and Mistral. Zephyr, you did a great job. Mistral, you can rest a little longer. Go Zephyr!
Alright, come on out, Tsubasa!
You see that Rod sends out this fairly sized bird with this cream and brown plumage with this trio of red feathers sticking out from the top.
Ooh.
And with that, I want Zephyr to go ahead. Actually, I need Desmond to make the initiative check.
Okay. Desmond rolled a 12.
A 12. Well, Rodney rolled a 20. So at the start of each round, Rodney's going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you get a bonus. If you get it wrong, Rod gets a bonus.
All right, starting with something simple. Lots of bird Pokemon like Tsubasa have the Keen Eye ability. What does this ability protect bird Pokemon from?
It protects them from losing their accuracy.
Too simple. I should have known when you sent out that fletchling of yours.
And I want you to go ahead and roll a d4 for me, Desmond.
I got a 1.
One of these metallic circles on the battlefield opens up, pours the energy into Zephyr, and Zephyr just eats it up. And Zephyr's next attack roll will have advantage.
Well, you might have gotten that question right, but I'll tell you what. Tsubasa, go ahead and hit him with a quick attack!
And I need to know, as a bonus action, does a 13 hit Zephyr?
It ties, so yes.
Okay, that is going to be only 2 normal-type damage to Zephyr. And then Rodney's going to say, all right, now hit him with an agility! Power yourself up, Tsubasa! And Tsubasa is going to, very similarly to Zephyr earlier, purple psychic power is going to course through his wings, and he is going to be able to move so much faster. Your turn, Zephyr.
All right. 2 can play at that game. Zephyr, use quick attack.
And go ahead and roll to hit with advantage because of your power up.
All right, got a 14.
14 is going to hit. Roll damage.
That is going to be 6 flying type damage.
That's 6 damage. Good job.
Perfect. Do I dare use another baby? I'm just going to try a peck right here.
Go ahead. Roll to hit with peck.
11.
An 11 will miss, as using its superior speed, Tsubasa the Pidgeotto is going to split around Zephyr.
Okay, well, now it's time for some real questions. A Geodude uses Rock Throw on an Incada. What's the effective strength of the Rock Throw?
I'm going to explain some stuff here really quick so you can give a proper answer to this. When I'm talking effective strength, I'm talking the power. What is the numerical power value equivalent?
Okay. What Pokemon is using Rock Throw?
A Geodude uses Rock Throw on an Incada.
Okay. The effective damage of the Rock Throw is 100.
Wrong, it's effectively power 75 because the attack is neutral with stab and the base power of Rock Throw is 50.
As Rodney explained all of that, one of the vents in the ground again pour out this wind energy, giving a momentum behind Tsubasa. And at the top of Tsubasa's turn, Rodney's gonna point towards Zephyr and say, "All right, Tsubasa, knock him out of the sky with a gust attack!" And I want Zephyr to make a dexterity saving throw.
I knew I should have agility last turn, dang it. No! 7.
Tsubasa whips up this powerful gust of wind from the fans blowing behind it, and Zephyr gets whirled around in the air as an additional damage die is rolled on this attack. That is in total going to be 11 flying type damage to Zephyr.
Now knock him out with a quick attack!
And I want to know, does a 22 hit you?
No. I'm just kidding, yes it does.
That is going to be 5 normal type damage from the quick attack.
Zephyr, you got it, hang on!
As Tsubasa slams into Zephyr just after Zephyr caught his bearings. And now Zephyr is tumbling and falling. Come on, Zephyr, it's your turn.
Alright. Zephyr, get back in there with a quick attack! That's a 21 to hit.
A 21 hits. Roll damage.
Okay. That is 3 normal type damage.
Good job.
And they'll knock him out with a payback.
And as you say that, Rodney's going to be like, "Whoa, what? Payback?
Fetchling can't learn payback."
Even if this misses, it's going to be cool. That's going to be an 18 to hit.
18 hits.
Okay, not as crazy as last time, but that's going to be 11 dark-type damage.
11 dark-type damage as this powerful payback slams into Tsubasa's back. You see one of those red feathers from the top of its crown falls to the ground as it goes... As it does, you watch as the coursing psychic power falters.
Ooh. Good job, Zephyr.
Okay, well, this one's gonna be all the marbles. A Scyther has used Double Team 6 times. The Starly is battling the Scyther and only has time to get one attack off. What attack should Starly use?
Aerial Ace, because Aerial Ace never misses.
Tsubasa, get another agility up and hit him with a quick attack!
Roll me 1d4 really quick. Let's see what you get.
I feel like I'm going down this round. 4.
You get an agility buff automatically as well.
Yeah.
So you both end up actually, psychic energy begins to course through you as wind is dancing around you from these vents in the battlefield. And I'm going to roll to hit. 3 plus 4, so a 7 to hit.
And that misses.
Caught off guard by the sudden agility bonus that Zephyr has, the two dance and flit around each other as Tsubasa is missing a quick attack and Zephyr's turn is up. You see Rodney is like clutching his mouth and like chewing like his knuckles.
Come on, Tsubasa!
Oh gosh. I got a quick attack. 12.
12 is gonna miss, as in this dance of quick attacks, both of you are dodging at the last minute, catching each other off guard. It is a no-holds-barred dogfight in the air right now.
All right. Now, Zephyr, use another agility! And I'm gonna boost my agility by 1 level. Hopefully this pays off.
I hope it pays off, as Zephyr is moving even faster than Tsubasa now. Top of the round.
Okay, well, I guess that wasn't the last one to end it all and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Anyways, here's your last question. What are ghost-type moves that can be used to damage a normal-type Pokemon? There are 4.
Do I have to say all 4?
I think I did 3 out of 4 for the other ones. I think. If you want to try all four.
No, the thing is, I couldn't tell you one. Phantom Force.
Any others that Desmond is saying, or is he just sticking with Phantom Force?
Curse. Is he giving him a moment to think?
We're assuming that...
He said careful. He said careful before you lock in your answers.
If you want both of your Pokemon to end up landing on the ground and just waiting.
Well, Desmond just taps his forehead with his index finger. Can I get partial credit if I just lock those two in?
No! Gotta get 3 out of 4!
Okay. I concede the question, not the battle.
Oh, you concede the battle?
No, the question! Not
then
the
answer
battle.
The question!
Okay, if I have to say it, okay, then fine. Shadow Ball and Shadow Sneak, locking in.
Wrong on everything but curse. It's curse, confuse okay. Ray, destiny bond, and nightmare, you fool! If you can't answer a simple question like that, Mr. Faulkner's gonna knock you wild!
And as he's throwing that little temper tantrum, a vent is going to pour wind into Tsubasa, and Tsubasa's gonna get advantage on his next attack roll.
I'm dead.
Tsubasa, knock him out with a quick attack!
That's gonna be a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that is.
As Tsubasa slams into Zephyr, Zephyr goes tumbling down to the ground and catches himself at the last moment. And Rod's gonna just grip his hair and throw a tantrum. And I need Zephyr to make a dexterity saving throw.
14.
14 passes. Zephyr has one hit point, by the way, just for the note, and I need to make a con. Oh, actually,
yeah,
no! I need you to make a con save before you make the dex save, because we need to see if agility remains. So make a con save. You just have to roll a 10 or higher.
Okay, I rolled a 2 for a total of 1.
Zephyr's gonna lose his agility bonus on this. Go ahead, re-roll your dex save.
Okay.
Make a dex save as Gust hits.
12.
Unfortunately, not enough. This is where I put the question towards you, Neon. Do you want to say any anime BS to try and help Zephyr survive this attack?
Zephyr, redirect the flow of the gust and use it for your own speed!
Okay, I'm going to make this a joint check. I want Desmond to make a charisma check. I want Zephyr to make a wisdom check. This is a group skill check. I have a set DC in mind.
Okay. Desmond got a 15 on his charisma, and Zephyr got a dirty 20 on his wisdom.
I'll allow it. Sure.
Heck yeah!
The DC I had set in my head was DC 25, and you blew that out of the water.
Hey!
As a starter and trainer synchronize in passion for a brief moment, Zephyr is going to ride the gust, and I'm going to let you get one attack. If you can get this attack to hit, and then knock out Tsubasa, Zephyr will win. Otherwise, Zephyr is going to get knocked out from the exertion. As Zephyr rides the gust into the air, what attack would you like to do?
Now ride that tailwind into a payback!
And Zephyr, coursing with dark energy, a grimace on his eyes, charges towards Tsubasa, roll to attack. The armor class is 13.
Please, Zephyr, please, Zephyr, please, Zephyr, please, Zephyr, I'll have a plush of you right here. I nat 1.
I nat 1?
Yep. Zephyr,
in the last moment, that dark energy, not natural to him, is going to pulse through him, and his momentum is just going to go straight down into a nosedive as Zephyr plunges into the ground, a massive dust cloud sprouting up.
You did your best, Zephyr.
Rodney's just going to be, what was that?
Oh, did Zephyr, Zephyrchen can't learn payback?
Oh, don't worry, he's just really into justice.
landing next to Zephyr is Tsubasa, and Tsubasa's gonna like poke at Zephyr, trying to nudge him.
Oh, he's okay, I think. Tsubasa, can I? I'm gonna run over to Zephyr and like take him in my arm.
Yeah, you pick him up. He's very cold.
Oh, Zephyr, you did so well, Zephyr. Good effort.
Rodney would look at you and say, "That was a strong little lechling. I don't know why it's so weird. I hope it's okay. That was a nasty fall. I know you didn't do as well as you'd liked, but you're definitely strong, sir."
Oh, thank you. Merci.
You can come back tomorrow and have a rematch to try another hand at Faulkner.
Oh, I'd like that. I'll definitely will return. Thank you.
Elevators that way.
Have a good day. I'll see you. Good job, Tsubasa. Goodbye. I'll continuing to make like, oh yeah, see you later. Nice job.
Rodney's just gonna go grab his cap and kind of plunge it over his head and return Tsubasa to his Pokeball. You enter into the elevator and you leave. And this whole time you're carrying Zephyr, he's not waking up.
Oh gosh. I need to get to the Pokemon Center right now.
Eventually, the elevator comes to the ground floor. It opens up. Looks like there's maybe one other challenger there who's about to take your place. And what do you do?
I run over to Josh. So, are there any revives or anything? My fledgling Zephyr, he's not waking up and he's really cold.
Make a persuasion check really quick.
8.
Joshua will nod and say, yes, we have things like this. It's likely, and he'll hand you like a small little cream-colored candy. It's likely that your fledgling is just tired from fainting, unless you have reason to believe it's something more. If so, I would recommend taking them to Nursebot at the Pokemon Center.
Thank you, Josh. I'll be back maybe tomorrow.
Very well, best of luck.
Merci.
And Joshua will turn to the other challenger and say, you can go into the elevator. Your challenges await there.
And I internally strain not to warn him about the elevator because I know that it would be breaking the oath that I just took.
Technically, yes. I'm glad you picked up on that. What is Desmond doing? The floor is yours. I am just reacting to you now.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go back to the Pokemon Center and get Zephyr healed up, whether it's something more than fainting or not.
Yeah, what I want you to do is I want you to make a constitution saving throw for Zephyr.
Oh, okay. That was close to a nat 20. 13.
Zephyr, after being handed over to Nursebot, Nursebot does an examine in one of the back rooms, brings Zephyr back and will say,
"Your fledgling is perfectly healthy. No abnormalities detected."
Oh, thank you, Nursebot. I've never had a real sky battle before, and that was the first time he fell after fainting, so I was worried. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. If you would please leave a review in a message that the Melon Company will send you. Please provide any necessary feedback to the Nursebot protocols.
Okay, thank you. Do I get a notification on my Melon Bow or anything?
Yeah, you would.
Hey, I'm gonna take the review.
How do you review Nursebot?
Say she did a really good job and she saved my fleshling's life.
Very good. Zephyr is back to full health. You're not sure what it was? It was weird.
But good job, Zephyr. You did very well. I pushed you very hard. We didn't win this time, but we'll get them next time.
He'll kind of like shake his head and cheep back, trying to appear positive.
And maybe next time, Mistral can use some magic to carry the egg instead of making you roll it all the way back. I don't know what Mistral can do to carry it either, but we'll figure something out. I have to be quiet so no other trainers hear me talking about this to you.
And as you say that, two trainers are going to tap you on the shoulder, and we're going to leave it there.
Okay. All right.
Desmond and Adrian have lost to Faulkner's trivia fanatic Rodney, but Jorah has proved victorious and claimed the Zephyr badge. Will these losses throw a wrench in our trainers' plans, or will they bounce back stronger than before?
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Dices and Dexes. With the first goes at the Violet City Gym finally complete, feel free to let us know down in the comments which of the gym challenges surprised you the most. If you feel like supporting the podcast a little more, you can give us a follow, you can leave a review or a comment, you can visit our link tree down below, or you can share the podcast with friends. I say it a lot, but we're very grateful for the privilege of an audience for our little shenanigans here in this futuristic Johto world. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a good day.